Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast. Allow me to be
taught. Now, let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality. Okay, it's Claire Cares and Dr. Benjamin Jones has let me go first today. I want to open you up like a flower and smell you. God help me, I will. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Hello, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones. And joining us today.
Wow.
Well, because you said my name twice, so I thought I didn't have to introduce myself.
Yes, actually, yeah, I introduced you. And that's what we do for each other. We support each other.
Thank you, Claire.
Audible.
And today we're not just supporting each other, we're also supporting...
Hello, Claire. Hello, Benjamin. Hmm. Martin Mixture, as I've recently got a letter. Martin Mixture. Thank you. Martin Mixture. Recently got a letter addressed to Martin Mixture.
Deep voice, though.
Thank you.
Deep voice.
So that was just an innocent mistake, was it?
I believe so. I opened the letter and it was indeed for me, Martin. Mm-hmm.
Accidents happen.
In the home and abroad.
Thank you. And that's why we've got insurance, isn't it?
Correct.
You know, for cases like that. But you can't get insurance for a letter addressed to you in the wrong way.
You can't insure your life.
You can't insure the A. Martin.
So, ever dropped a cup?
I have dropped a cup, but only under pressure.
Mm-hmm. An egg cup or a cup?
A cup for the spiders at a Halloween party.
That was the pressure then, was it?
Yes.
You couldn't catch
they
the
said,
spiders.
The entertainment's not turned up. Mm-hmm. Martin, would you drop a cup of spiders? And I said, yes.
Oh.
And was that entertaining?
Yes.
People go for it, yeah?
Yes, it was a really fun and entertaining, lively evening. Thank you.
Were you dressed up at all for Halloween?
I often go as a cat, but this year I went as a pheasant.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A scary pheasant. Mm.
Putting the pheasant among the pigeons.
That's right. Mm. Yes.
Or the cats. What? Mm.
I prefer Easter, but I do partake in Halloween.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And why do you... Thank you. And why do you prefer Easter, do you think?
Mm. I think there's something... symbolically about the resurrection that touches me deeply.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
And indeed all of us.
Dr. Benjamin, you said some tablets and resurrected his cross, certainly, didn't you? And you were very happy about that.
Very happy indeed. Mm. Now, I want to talk to you today about your smelly bottom.
Mm, thank you.
Do you have any ideas about why it does smell at the moment?
That's a metaphor.
I think it might be hereditary. Mm-hmm.
On the father's side?
Yes, usually. On both sides.
Mm-hmm. Both sides.
That's as far as I've got.
Are you from a heterosexual lineage?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I think I might already be sensing a pattern here, Claire. Mm. Now, when Martine turned up...
Not Martin.
She mentioned that she got a letter addressed to Martin.
Yes.
A little bit later, you said, is it on the father's side? And she said, both.
Both.
And there was a third thing that I've forgotten.
Oh, and that's the sort of broadcasting we like.
But I am sensing that you don't see yourself as one person, or you seem to see multiple people all the time.
Yes. I see myself as, at the moment, I see myself as a pheasant.
Mm. Oh, that was it. It was the pheasant thing.
The Halloween costume.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So what? There is a pattern here. You're seeing multiple. Do you not feel like you are one thing?
I think I'm lots of things. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a lot of fun.
Mm. You do seem fun.
A lot of things.
You do seem fun.
You mentioned a party and you mentioned throwing a cup of spiders, and I thought that's very fun, you know.
Yes. I will, on occasion, I'll eat a spider for attention if people aren't listening to me.
Oh, a dare or a bet or just an icebreaker.
To get the eyes back on me.
Mm. Yes.
I do crave attention.
Mm. Mm. Have you tried Amdram societies?
Yes, I'd love to try something like that. So, no, I haven't.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Big family?
I'd love a big family, yes.
Mm-hmm. Something to try again after the Amdram?
Have I come from one? No.
Mm. Mm. But a heterosexual father and mother?
That's right. My father drove ships, which I think is the right term, through the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he nearly crashed into a shoal of fish.
Yeah.
He nearly killed everyone, but just pulled back at the last minute. That happened in 1984.
Mm.
My mother died when I was very young. Mm. And they forgot, and they left a body in the house for three years.
Why did no one notice your mother wasn't there?
Not her body. Sorry, her handbag.
Handbag.
Mm. Metaphor.
So your mother's still alive?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Oh,
that is a bit different, isn't it, dear?
Yeah, that's a bit different, dear. Professional. If you could not call me dear on the radio.
But once again, the pattern continues.
Mm.
A moment there, she was talking about her mother, then it was quickly talking about her handbag.
Did you hear about the school of fish?
No, do tell me.
There was a school of fish.
I remember now.
Anything in that, Dr. Benjamin? Anything in the school of fish?
Why do you think it took 3 years for anyone to notice the bag?
So I've got a bit of
messy house.
Who missed repeating?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I think it took so long to notice the bag?
Do you sometimes see yourself as the bag?
Yes.
That was quick to read that. That was very insightful, actually. Straight away she said yes. So she thinks she's left on the stairs.
Now what I'm going to do now, Martine,
yes,
is I'm going to open up the bag.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me what's inside.
Oh. Bag of nuts.
Mm-hmm. Protein.
And lots of dark space.
Yeah.
What's in the dark space, Martin?
Your fingers holding the bag.
Yeah, okay. Anything else? Anything
sticky deeper? Hair.
Sticky hair.
Hair balls.
Mm. Yeah.
I was expecting more from the bag game, actually.
I think I've really taken this the direction that it's a cul-de-sac.
Yes, it's a cul-de-sac, yeah. Get out of it.
Is this a jingle?
What are you afraid of?
Basic question. We were trying to get to that with the bag, but actually sometimes just to come out and ask.
About 4 years ago, I think it might have been Easter.
Mm. Favourite season?
My favourite season. Have a bloody good Easter, everyone that's listening. Mm. I was watching a documentary about the man that opened the sarcophagus of Tutankhamun.
Thank you.
And I had a blackout. I became very sweaty, very confused. And my mother said I woke up sitting on a child's chair, very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, anything to do with ancient Egypt, I've been very fearful, very forgetful,
mm-hmm,
very, very stressed.
I was going to fix.
I find them very stressful.
A sphinx?
Yeah, I get the shakes when I think about a sphinx.
A mummy?
Yes, don't like mummies. Find them very threatening.
An open casket.
Yeah, anything to do with ancient Egypt. I feel very...
A Roman nose.
I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a red herring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. In isolation, if I saw a Roman nose coming towards me, like in the island supermarket or something, I'd be very quite confused.
Mm-hmm.
But on a man, I don't mind that.
Oh, yeah.
But in isolation, maybe not.
Mm.
I find the whole culture very... the things they used to do, they were so advanced. It's almost scary.
Yes. How did they get those pyramids up, for example? Have you seen the pyramids? And they didn't have the technology to put them up. They didn't have forklift trucks, etc. And they are so big.
Just the word sets me off. The fact that they were so big and it was so long ago, to me, is very witchy. And not nice.
So really, it's not the past that you're scared about. It's the future. It's how advanced things are.
Yes, I think.
Have you been to Japan?
No. Is it anything like ancient Egypt?
They've got the toilets and they self-clean and they've got heated seats. So no, it's not. They've gone in a different direction.
It's very futuristic.
Yes, I wouldn't like that.
Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly? Do you like Mumford and Sons?
I do, actually. Thank you. I love them. Yes, I do, actually. Yes.
I love to put on the Mumford and Sons album. I think I've got the first one. And I just vibe out to it.
I play it every Easter.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just interested in the Mumford and Sons. Okay, fine.
Hmm?
That's just very interesting about the Mumford and Sons.
Why? Mumford. Mummy.
Oh, my gosh.
Mummyford.
Oh, my golly gosh.
Did you not notice that? You've actually been listening to ancient Egypt this whole time.
I'm absolutely stumped.
You're as stunned as I am, actually. We just...
Sometimes we don't know how we do it.
Oh, my golly goodness.
So...
Flaming no.
You're actually, let's see if there's anything else in your life that you are surrounding yourself with. Actually, you...
Do you like toilet roll?
Do you like toilet roll?
I do!
Well, that's actually not connected.
But... Well, it is, because if you spin the toilet roll around your body over and over again, what do you get?
Mummy.
A mummy.
A big wad.
You're actually wiping yourself with ancient Egypt.
Oh, my goodness.
Why what is you your body so clean? Hello?
Hello?
I'm channeling again. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. That's such a revelation.
It's a revelation, but it doesn't get to the bottom of the problem. Maybe it's not ancient Egypt that is actually the thing that you're scared of.
I'm going to Google Egypt. Carry on.
Okay, I don't want to hear that.
Sorry. No, carry on. I'm not going to Google Egypt.
Do you find it triggering that she's using a computer?
No, I don't. The thought of someone tapping and all these images coming up in that of ancient Egypt of Howard... What was his name? Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
Was that his name?
That is a name of somebody, yeah.
Of a DJ.
How do you feel about North Africa?
I'm fine with North Africa.
Well, because
I love chickpeas.
Ancient Egypt is in North Africa. Africa. That's something I've just picked up from the World Wide Web.
What I don't like is the makeup that goes off to the side. I find that very spooky.
Mm-hmm. So you like things to be symmetrical?
I like things to look the same.
Like a pyramid.
The thought of just everything heading towards one point really freaks me out. And I don't know why they couldn't just build normal buildings in the shape of a cardboard box. Why it has to be pointed really upsets me, actually. I find it really attention-seeking. I just prefer Easter and Halloween.
Egypt
to ancient Egypt.
Egypt is in Africa, okay?
Right.
I've just picked that up.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The doctor will see you now.
I want you to now to try and face your fears.
Oh, God.
Now,
okay.
Claire and I are going to represent something from ancient Egypt. Claire,
I'll be a camel.
Claire will be a camel.
Okay.
Famously, they're not around anymore. And I'll be a mummy.
Okay.
Camels are around. I met one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they're not really from, they're from modern Egypt as well, aren't
well,
they?
Well, they're also from ancient Egypt.
You don't see mummies anymore, do you?
You'd see camels.
They did have donkeys and they dressed them up.
Do they?
Okay.
So, and I find that quite cruel, but if they enjoy it, carry on.
Yeah. I saw a sheep dressed up once.
You like attention, and sometimes some of those little donkeys do as well.
Yes.
So we are now 4 steps away from you.
Okay.
And we're going to come towards you and we're going to trample you.
And don't forget, I'm playing the part of a camel.
What's that? How's that going to help me face my fear of ancient Egyptians?
Well, because...
I'm an ancient camel. Okay.
Right. Weird. I do want to change. I'm ready to change.
We're going to take one step at
good.
A time.
That's very good, yeah.
Because I'd love to go there on holiday, see, because my sister wants to go next year. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to be able to walk down those aeroplane steps in straight into a pyramid.
Yes. Mm. And that pyramid would welcome you as well, I'm sure. You know, because they've got wonderful energy.
I want to go to Giza.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Giza.
Is it?
How would you pronounce it, Claire? How have you been pronouncing it?
Angaza.
I
say it quickly so no one picks up.
Fair enough.
Okay, so I'll be playing the part of an ancient camel.
Lovely.
I'm a mummy.
Great.
And we're 4 steps away.
I spray Febreze on myself, so don't be intimidated by the smell.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to trample you. Unless you...
accept us for who we are.
Unless you face us.
And accept us for who we are.
Do I have to physically push you away?
You have to not run away.
Words.
I'm going to mention 3 words to you to hold in your heart space for this exercise, okay? Compassion.
Mm-hmm. For?
Everything. Yourself.
The ancient Egyptian people.
And the ancient Egyptian people and animals. Compassion, love and trust. Okay, the 3 big ones.
So we're 4 steps away and we're coming towards you.
Okay.
And we're going to be 3 steps away now.
So okay. I'm level eight here, anxiety.
Okay. Are you?
Quick question.
Because
what noise was the camel making?
That's up to you. Okay. You're playing the camel.
Okay. Level eight anxiety. Wow, that is awful.
Right, we're now 3 steps away. Okay, have you got anything to say to us at this point?
Why can't you just be like other parts of the world? It's so specific. Why do you have to have so much gold and cats and thousands of gods? I don't understand you. Mm-hmm. Leave me.
And I would say, as a camel, Spain does get boring if you go there every year.
And Spain. I would lump Spain in with the ancient Egyptians.
I would say a lot of people from Italy have got... Well, I'll stop myself there.
I'd say stay away. I don't want sand in my sandwiches. Thank you.
Now, we're 3 steps away, and interestingly, we're staying here.
Okay.
What's your reaction to that?
I'm relieved. I don't want a camel and... What were you, sorry?
Mummy.
I don't want a camel and a mummy coming any further. I do feel relieved. I do want to face my fears. I'd love to go there on holiday. At the moment, I get so panicky when I even think of a triangle shape.
But where are you now?
Emotionally or geographically?
Physically.
Emotionally in Guildford, are you?
We're 3 steps away.
Emotionally, I'm in my bathroom at home, throwing up.
Mm. Right. Look at this camel's body language.
Very
it's
open.
It's open like 7-Eleven, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute. Think about this camel just wants to love you.
Yeah.
This camel just wants the best for everyone.
Okay. I've got an idea. I think we're doing the wrong thing here, Claire.
Oh, should I put my arms down?
I want you to put the arms down.
Okay.
And now I want you to be very, very quiet. And I want you and I just to look at each other.
Okay.
Okay? Trust me.
Am I still a camel? Okay.
No, that didn't work. What I was expecting there was I was expecting Martina to pop a spider in her mouth.
Ah!
And I was expecting her to crave some attention.
Yes. Yeah,
I thought this whole ancient Egypt thing might have just been something you're just making up for attention. But actually,
it's real.
It's real.
It's real
because
no, I bloody hate it.
Yeah, it's real.
I saw the fear in her eyes when I became a camel.
Absolutely.
I saw her go to eight.
I'm sorry that I tested you there, Martina, but I had to do it. I have to rule everything out.
I enjoyed it, but that's not my name. It's Martine.
Mm. Yes. Well.
Claire Kerr's still here, broadcasting for you.
Well, Claire, that was my theory. So have you got one?
Yes, I have actually. Thanks for coming to me. Now, I've Googled Egypt, like I say. I'm going to use positive flooding technique.
Okay.
Now, this is a technique that I've actually made up. Okay.
Sounds great.
Mm. And I've just made it up just now. Okay.
I love this.
So... okay, I'm going to shout out positive words about Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay, and
this is nice.
Yeah.
Do we have to say a word each? Okay.
Also, while we're doing this, if you could think of your happiest time, maybe it was Easter.
Oh, it was meeting Kerry Katona.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
Where did you meet her?
Yeah.
Got any pickies?
Loads of me, but none of her.
Right. Ah. Okay, well, still, you got to meet her.
Yeah, I met her. She was opening a leisure centre last Christmas.
Mm.
Yeah, and I got to meet her.
Maybe you could get one of her from the internet, put it with the one of you, and just sort of Photoshop you together.
Oh, I couldn't possibly do it. I don't have the confidence to do that.
No.
Mm. I'm not very good with technology.
No, I'm a technophobe.
That's the only thing I don't like about ancient Egyptians. They invented so many things. It's like, bloody hell, calm down.
Yeah.
Mm. More inconsistencies here, Claire, but let's carry on.
Consistent day in my life.
So, okay, yeah. Take yourself back to a warm bath that you had that you really enjoyed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not you, Dr. Benjamin.
Should I close my eyes?
Yes. Gorgeous.
I'm not in the bath with you any longer.
Okay, so...
close both of them.
You close both eyes.
Would you like me in the bath?
Should I close my third eye?
No. Yes. Open the third eye, close the other two. Dr. Benjamin Jones, close your eyes and you are not
towel wrapped around me.
Towel wrapped around
you. Oh, posh.
Drying off.
Everything covered. Okay.
I'd love bigger towels.
Well, that's achievable. That is achievable.
Imagine Kerry Katona's towels. Bloody hell.
Big Egyptian towel.
Egyptian cotton.
Egyptian cotton.
Oh, bloody hell.
There we go.
That's good. First bit of positivity.
You're good. You're really good.
That was very, very
Egyptian tower.
Yeah. Okay, so we're already starting with the game. You know, I think I created the vibe for that actually. So, Egyptian cotton. I'm going to say lovely cats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say
something positive about Egypt.
Something positive about
sparkling. You know,
Egypt. Sand.
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 How else are they going to make
sandy coloured sand?
Yes.
Coloured sand, is that?
Coloured sand.
Lovely.
That is nice.
Coloured sand.
How else are they going to make egg timers? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slavery. Slavery?
Something positive.
I thought we had to put a positive spin on something to do with
No,
Egypt.
We're doing positive things from Egypt.
Okay.
Okay, so slavery will go down as a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that.
Okay. Jewellery.
Lovely.
Yeah, they did have jewellery.
Milky baths, Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Something good about it.
Mm. Do you like sandals?
Yeah.
Well, they invented them.
Milky baths. I suppose it's been good for tourism.
Yes. Yes. And that's it. That's the game. How do you feel about Egypt now? I'm grinning ear to ear, actually. I really think this has been brilliant. Dr. Benjamin Jones is wowed. He's wowed by it, Nick.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast for 1 second. Martin, would you mind just grabbing that blanket for me over there, please?
Do I have to?
Yeah, would you mind? Sorry. Gotcha.
Oh my God, what's gotcha. Happened?
Did you see that, Claire?
She got up.
She walked like an Egyptian.
Now, right, you've caught me out. You've caught me out.
I knew it. I knew I recognised you. This is not Martine. This is, in fact...
Okay, guys, it's me from the Bengals.
This is, in fact, the Bengals.
The Bengals.
And the reason you're so afraid of ancient Egypt is because it's a memory of the greatest moment of your life.
Guys, I'm in the UK on tour. I want to promote my album, The Bengals Have Reformed, and I just wanted to come on and say that I had a problem with ancient Egypt. I'm real sorry. It was my manager's idea. I'm really sorry.
I didn't think her arsehole smelled.
I'm really sorry. It definitely doesn't. Not. It doesn't.
Are you Susanna Hoffs or Vicky or Debbie Peterson?
Yeah.
And that explains why you were these split personalities.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God, I'm sorry, guys.
It's not a problem. It's a pleasure to meet one of our heroes.
They've never told me which one I am, but I'm definitely
one of them.
I'm one of them. It's really cool.
How do you feel about Mondays?
I don't know what's happening on Mondays. Are you wearing bangles on Mondays? Our new album's really good. I would just say, like, it's out on Monday in the shop.
Oh,
and it's called
it's
called Bingle Bangle Bangle Bingle.
That's lovely.
The single.
Yeah.
What do you think about Wednesdays?
I love all colours of the week.
Oh, okay.
Well, can I just say I love the real you.
Thank you.
I love the real you.
Yes,
you.
Absolutely.
I'm really sorry to pull the wool over everyone's heads or whatever you say over here.
It's worth it to meet a real musician.
Yeah, thank you. I play 17 instruments and I'm really good at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which one of them is a recorder?
I'm sorry?
Which instrument is the recorder?
It's the one that's tall.
Yes. Good question.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Tall one.
The one with the little holes
and
in it, isn't it?
The little holes.
The bits and bobs
and the buttons. Mm. Yeah. The
buttons.
One. You
and
got
it.
Me.
You're such good company.
Thank you.
You should never hide the real you because it's absolutely glorious. I'm in bloom.
Well, you know, Walk Like an Egyptian was really a great time for the Bengals, and it's just a lot of great memories, and I just wanted to come over here and talk about ancient Egypt, get everyone talking about it again.
Yeah, get some buzz
going. Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
That was the song, guys.
Do you like Mondays, boing?
No,
I actually played drums and flute and recorder on that song in the background. So,
oh wow,
it's really cool.
The full package.
Yeah,
I just love it, and I love that you love Egypt, and I love that now we're celebrating Egypt.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel relieved. Because like I can be honest now, but I love it.
They
really
do some lovely work, and I think compasses come from Egypt as well.
Oh my God, I would not be surprised. Probably a catapult.
I bet
comes from Egypt. Probably being comes from Egypt.
I hope so. They did
it's
have
so
a yes.
Cool.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Baths were
born
and bathed.
Yeah,
bathed
I would say bathe.
Bathe.
That's great.
Soup ladles.
So many things. I think those bowls of gemstones that you get in like IKEA, they came from.
They came from Egypt and lentils as well.
Egypt and lentils as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. So the album's out on Monday. It's really great. And just please buy it.
Well,
haven't been on the radio for so many years. It's really exciting.
This is as good an advertisement for a record single as any other, I think.
Yeah. Or a bangle.
Or a bangle.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a smelly guest on the show today, but we had a little treat For a little Easter treat, we had the Bangles here with us.
Yeah. Give us a day off.
You know, we're all here. We all have the same voice, but we're all here. Hi, hello, hi. That's all three of us talking.
Tried to pull the wool over our eyes, but she failed in that mission. But the smiles are all around the studio, aren't they, Claire?
You guys caught me out, but it's so cool.
Catchers.
We've had a lovely day, and it's nice just to have a holiday from the problems for once, you know, and celebrate the good times.
I don't want any more smelly customers, to be
honest. Well, I guess we've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Thank you.
Absolutely lovely day. Thanks for coming in.
We've loved it. All the Bangles love it. And they love you guys.
Lovely to see you all.
And you get a sticker on the way out, so don't forget to collect that.
It's all worth it.
Yes. Okay, well, it's goodbye from us, and it's goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.